Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father, we just come to bless you this morning. We come to tell you what a great God you are, how mighty you are in the heavens, how great you are in the earth, how mighty you are in the earth realm. And, Father, we just come to praise and bless you today. We come to honor you as King, as Lord, as Shepherd, as Almighty Father. Nobody greater than you, my King. Nobody more awesome. Nobody more powerful than you, my Lord. So, Father, this morning we come to say thank you, thank you, thank you for being King. Thank you for being Lord. Thank you for being Abba Father. Thank you for being our Shepherd. Thank you for being our King. And Lord, we come to align with your perfect will this morning. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanksgiving this morning. We honor you as our great King in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you, oh God, that you are with us. You were with us all night. You blew your very breath, your Zoe life into our bodies, and we are living souls. So we come to honor you for your goodness. We come to honor you for your mercy. We come to honor you for your grace, for your faithfulness, oh God. We thank you this morning for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. We praise you this morning. And Lord, I thank you that we are all aligned with you. We are dressed right. We are in battle array, oh God. I thank you that we have on the helmet of salvation. We have on the breastplate of righteousness. I thank you that our loins are girded about with truth. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Moko shabaka de yoku shabaka de yoko shabaka. I thank you this morning for what you're doing on our behalf in Jesus' name. I thank you this morning that you are holy. I thank you that our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I thank you this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we have the sword of the Spirit in one hand, the shield of faith in the other, and you are our rear guard. What a mighty God you are. No God like you. You didn't leave anything out of your plan, and we appreciate you, Father. Lord, you created the high places for your glory. Let not the enemy control the high places. In the name of Jesus, we bind the prince of the power of the air. We bind the powers of darkness that will control the airways and release filth, violence, and witchcraft through the media. In the name of Jesus, Lord, take authority over the princes of the media. In the name of Jesus, we bind the wicked. We bind spiritual wickedness in high places. In the name of Jesus, we pluck down the high places of the enemy. We are kings, and we break down the high places in the name of Jesus. We remove Nehushtan in the name of Jesus from the high places. In the name of Jesus, we remove the religious spirits from the high places in Jesus' name. Let the high power, let the high place of Tophet be removed. Let your holy fire burn up the high places, O God. Let the high places of witchcraft be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Destroy all false worship in the high places. Let the high places be purged through your anointing. Remove every false ministry in high places. Remove all strange gods from the high places in the name of Jesus. Remove every satanic altar erected in the high places. Let all the high places established by an ungodly ruler be removed in the name of Jesus. Let all the high places of Baal be broken down. We prophesy to the ancient high places and disposes the enemy. And disposes the enemy. Let the righteous men with your wisdom sit in high places. Let the righteous men with your wisdom sit in the high governmental places of our city and our nation. We will walk upon our high places in the name of Jesus. Let every high place of the wicked that has not been removed be removed in the name of Jesus. Let us ride upon the high places of the earth in the name of Jesus. Let us eat of the increase of the field, and let us suck honey out of the rock and the oil out of the flinty rock. Let all the high places be built. Let all the high places built by our ancestors be removed. Let not the high places our spiritual fathers destroyed be rebuilt. Let the high places be desolate. We tread upon the high places of the wicked. We break the power of sacrifice done in the high places. We walk in the spirit of Josiah to deal with the high places. Lord, open the rivers in the high places in the name of Jesus. We just bless you this morning. Well, good morning, good morning. This is Joyful Praise Day on Bible Story Land. We welcome each of you this morning. We thank you for taking the time to start your day with us. You are a blessing to us, and God loves you, and so do we. So we thank you this morning that God blew his Zoe life into all of us, and we are living again this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just praise the name of the Lord this morning. I thank you, Father God, for each and every person on Bible Story Land, those who will come on later. We lift your name on high. Be high and lifted up, our King. You are holy. You are righteous. You are mighty God. And there's no God great like you, Jehovah. We just thank you this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for keeping us safe, keeping us unto you close by your side. Oh, God, you are mighty King. We just come to honor and praise your name. Excuse me, this morning we give you glory, we give you praise, we give you thanksgiving. We honor you as King. We honor you as Lord. We honor you as Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be your great and holy name. So we thank you, Lord God, for having your way on Bible Storyland this morning. Have your way like never before. Oh, Father God, let none of us that are here leave the same way we came. Oh, God, purge and cleanse us. We repent for secret faults. We repent for errors. We repent, oh, God, for everything in us that's not like you. Remove, cleanse us, oh, God. Oh, renew our right spirit within us, oh, God. And Psalm 77 says, I cried unto God with my voice. Even unto God with my voice, he gave ear unto me in the day of my trouble. Oh, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I remembered God and I was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with my own heart. My spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? Will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercy? Selah. And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doing. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God who doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph, Selah. The waters saw thee, O God, the waters saw thee. They were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water. The sky sent out sounds. The arrows also went abroad. The voice of thunder was in the heavens. The lightning lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy way is in the sea, thy path in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. Thou leadest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. I thank God for his word. His word is what he honors above his name. We serve a holy God. We serve a great God. And there's no God greater than Jehovah. So I thank God for each of you joining us this morning. And you know the Lord loved to be worshipped. He loved for us to sing to him. So this morning we have all the way from Paducah, Kentucky, my sister in the Lord, Minister Donna Hawkins. Good morning, Minister Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I am doing great. How about you?
Oh, I woke up. He woke me up this morning, started me on my way, and I'm shouting praises unto my King.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Today is our 34th wedding anniversary.
Woo, congratulations. Hallelujah. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I just lift up your daughter and her husband, and I thank you, Lord God, that they are celebrating you. They are putting you first in their lives. They are celebrating you like never before. So, Father, this morning we say thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing for my sister and her husband. And, Father, what no man joined together, no man could put asunder. Oh, Father God, you joined them together 30-some years ago, and we give you honor and praise for this marriage, for this is your will, oh God. And, Father, we ask you to continually bless them as they live out their days for you, celebrating, honoring you. So, Father, I thank you. Oh, God, we say congratulations, congratulations. Oh, God, they have learned the things that you have taught them about marriage, and I thank you that they will begin to share with other people how to be married, how to come closer to you, how to come close with each other. And, Lord, I thank you for your order, you first and them next and then others next, oh, God. So, Father, we just thank you that you said in your word, Ephesians 5, husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, and wives, be in submission to your own husbands, for this is the will of God. Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen.
What are you going to sing this morning, my sister?
I'm going to sing Glory, Glory, Hallelujah, Since I Laid My Burden Down.
Woo, hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burden down. I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burden down. I'm going home to live with Jesus, since I laid my burden down. I'm going home to live with Jesus, since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down. I thank you, I thank God for putting that song in your spirit this morning. Awesome song. Awesome song. Oh, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Yes, we're giving him praise this morning on Joyful Praise Day, and we are praising him like never before. We know that he's the greatest king. He is the Almighty. He is our friend. So as we continue, let us rejoice. Let us rejoice in the Lord daily, for he has done great things for us. I mean, he's done awesome and mighty great things, and he continues to do them. You know, no matter what we do, what we say, he continues to do great things. And, you know, his word says in Philippians 4, therefore, my dearly beloved and long for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech you and I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice in the Lord. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the God of peace, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Think those things which ye both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care for me has flourished again, wherein you are also careful, but ye lack opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therefore with to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Notwithstanding, ye would have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now, ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity. Now, because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound on your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent to you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren which are with me greet you. All the saints salute you chiefly. They are of Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. I just love the word. God's word is true. His word is holy. And he continues to be faithful to his word. So I thank God for Minister Donna Hawkins. Glory, glory, hallelujah. And we all laying our burdens down today. And we refuse to pick our burdens up. So I thank the Lord for what he's doing in each one of us. Well, as we continue on this morning, we have Jackie Travis on with us. Good morning, Sister Jackie. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. I'm doing great this morning. Thank God.
Amen. I hear that music in the background.
Oh, that's Mr. Harris. I'm Mr. Harris. You know he can't hear, so the TV's up loud.
Okay,
I try to stay
right
downstairs and for time to go down. But, yeah, I went to Shallow's Church. They have a women's conference. I went to the conference last night at their church. It was really nice. And I'm going again today, this evening. I won't be able to make it to 1. They have a ending part today. It's going to be great. It was great yesterday. Are you Martha or are you Mary? Ooh, it was great. It was a nice conference. And it was good. So we had a good time. Mr. Harry, let me see that remote control, please. Let me have the remote control. I'm trying to cut
what
the TV
you
down.
Saying,
let me have the remote control.
What you going to say?
I'm going to thank. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. We are thanking him this morning.
Yes. You all have me saying? Yeah. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Oh, you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way. You've been my mother, been my mother, been my father, been my father. You've been my sisters, my brothers too. Lord, you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way. I thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you. I thank you, Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Oh, you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty, mighty long way, a mighty long way. You've been my mother, been my father. You've been my sister, my brother too. Lord, you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way. Amen.
Amen, amen. I mean, he has done that. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you,
okay,
Lord.
Did I hear my cousin say it was an anniversary?
Yeah. Been married.
Happy anniversary to my cousin. I appreciate her. Thank you so much, Sister G. I forgot to tell you, Mr. Richard has gone on to glory. They had his wake yesterday and his funeral today. And I forgot to call you. I'm so sorry.
Who?
Mr. Richard with the patch over his eye in the building.
Oh, Mr. Robinson.
Yeah, Mr. Robinson. He used to come to your Bible study.
Right, I remember.
He came. He gone on. He was 91.
Oh, my God. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, The Lord's been good to him.
Eddie Robinson, thank you so much for letting me know. I'll have to contact the family.
Okay. Thank you, darling.
All right, thank you. God bless you.
All righty.
Amen. Continuing on in song. You know what? We blessed this morning. We've had glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burdens down, we laying all our burdens down to the Lord, the King of Kings, who is the burden bearer. And I thank God for Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for all he's done for us. So we're continuing on. We have Karen Itell on with us all the way from Houston, Texas. Good morning, Sister Karen. How are you?
I am doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Doing real good.
It sounds exciting around here this morning.
Huh?
It sounds very exciting around here this morning.
Amen, amen.
I am wanting you to do a song called "This Is the Day the Lord Has Made," and that's according to Psalm 118, verse 24.
Say that again. Psalms what?
118, verse 24.
Thank you so much. This is the day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing. We are glad in it. Go right ahead.
Thank you.
Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing. We are glad in it. We're giving God glory. We're giving him praise and thanksgiving because he's a mighty king. And look what he has done for us. He brought us thus far. Yes, he did. He brought us thus far. So I thank God for all that he's done, everything he's about to do. You know, he is faithful. He is loyal. You know, even when we go against his plan, even when we are rebellious and stubborn, even when we don't want to hear what he has to say, you know, God is faithful. Woo! We got to learn from him. I know I got to learn from him how to be more faithful, how to be more loyal to my king, to my Lord. So I thank the Lord this morning for everything that he has done and what he's about to do. So today is Joyful Praise Day. We are praising our king. We are giving him glory. We had someone else on this morning, a 270 number that pressed 1. Did you want to sing this morning or you had something you wanted to say? 270, you press 1. Other than Minister Hawkins. Good morning. All right, they just pressed 1, didn't want to speak, but if you want to speak. Hello?
Hello? That's one of my sisters, thanks, Sister
P. Yes, sister?
I think that's one of my sisters, either Sharona or either Deborah Jones.
Okay, well, they pressed 1, but they're not saying nothing.
Okay, my sister Deborah's not going to sing, but my sister Taylor sings. It must be Deborah Jones, is that you?
Hallelujah.
Okay. I don't know. Okay.
But I thank the Lord for you all this morning. All right, as we continue on in Bible story land, you know what? God is our king. And we're giving glory to our king, our Lord, our shepherd. He is the bishop of our souls. So today we are honoring him. And you know what? He is our best friend. Now, we think we got best human friends. Our best human friends are limited. But we serve the almighty, unlimited God. Oh, yeah, he's unlimited. Ain't nothing that he can't do. Nothing is impossible to our God. Nothing is impossible to our King. So we're just thanking the Lord this morning for what he's done and what he's about to do. Today we are honored to have with us my good friend, my prayer partner all the way from New Orleans, Louisiana. I have more than one friend on here from New Orleans now, but this one is going to be speaking with us this morning. She is our speaker. She's very gifted, very talented. God has gifted her royally. He's given her the gift of song. She plays the piano. And you know what? I just thank you that she's a teacher and a preacher. Oh, yeah, she knows how to bring the word now. And she brings the word of God with simplicity. Even little ones can understand it. You know, she teaches those great-great-grandchildren. And they listen to her. And one of them, I know you're going to be a preacher. He'd be bringing forth, you know, scriptures. And he loves to pray. And I thank God for that baby. You know, because that's what we pray for. We pray for our grands and our great-grands and our children, their seed. And we pray that they would honor the Lord and be faithful to God all the days of their lives. So we're thanking the Lord this morning for Minister Glory Dean Charlotte, all the way from New Orleans. Good morning, Minister Glory Dean. How are you?
Good morning.
Can you hear me? Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
We're delighted you're on with us.
Praise God. So happy to be on with you all day and hear all the singing and the voices and everyone. Praise God. Singing the praise of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. I tell you what. Well, you know what? I'm going to ask, just before you bring your message, I'm going to ask Karen to play another song for us this morning. You know, I tell you what, I just love singing. And I'm so glad God created music. He created songs. But he wants us to sing unto him a new song, even praise unto him. So this morning, We're singing praise, many praise songs unto him. Minister Donna Hawkins saying, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burdens down, so this morning we are free of burdens. Our shoulders are all, every burden is lifted off of our shoulders, off of our brain. You know, we carry stuff. And then Jackie saying, thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for all he's done for us. Then Karen Itell saying, this is the day that the Lord has made. So Karen's going to come back in again and play another song. Good morning again, Karen.
Good morning to Acorita.
What you going to sing? Play, I'm sorry, play.
Yeah, you want me to sing, I will, but you'd rather hear me play, I'm sure. How about we do the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Oh, my God, I love it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Is our strength. Thank you, Karen. That was beautiful. My God, that was beautiful. Oh, Lord, I thank God for music. I thank God for singing. I thank God for all that he's doing. So this morning, without further ado, we're going to have our speaker, Minister Glory Dean Charlotte from New Orleans.
Well, praise God. Thank you. Thank you. I thank Karen for that song. The joy of the Lord is our strength. He said, if you clap for it, you have that strength. The joy of the Lord. He said, if you just laugh, ha, ha, you have that strength. Praise God for that song. I thank you, Karen, for that song. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Praise God Almighty. Well, this morning, I'll be speaking on the whole armor of God. putting on the whole armor of God. You know, sometimes we figure, in the morning, I'm going to put my whole armor of God and think, oh, no, no, the whole armor of God, it stays with us always. That is the clothing of God. This is what he's clothing us with, the whole armor, not part, but the whole armor of God. We are soldiers in the army of God. Praise God. Now, we're going to begin, first of all, what it's all about. Let's look at what he's telling us about the armor of God. Let's look in Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Praise God. Begin with verse 10. Ephesians 6. Shall start in verse 10. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole, he didn't say part, put on the whole arm of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The schemes of the devil, praise God, his strategies, we need to know how to stand against the wiles of the devil, stand against him. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take on you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand thee, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on a breastplate of righteousness, and with your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And it says in verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Praise God. Hallelujah. I think I'm still on the line, huh?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I would be
praise
calling
God.
No
I just
phone if you
make
want.
Sure. Praise God. All these sounds are coming through. But we just thank God, you know, for the whole arm of God. And when we put on the whole arm of God, it is against the wiles of the enemy, his schemes, and all what he wants to do to stop us from believing God's word. God's word is so important. And put it on that whole arm of God. Put it on all of it. Praise God. And though difficulties in life, we learn that putting on the arm of God is keeping and learning. We are trusting and obeying God. We got to learn to trust and obey God. Now, 1 Peter 4, 12 and 13 says, beloved, thinking that strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange things happen unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Praise God. Thank God for that song. A committed Christian, we face what? Hard trials, torture for our faith. And it seems to go through and hinder trials. But, you know, we're going to go through some trials. We're going to go through some tribulations. We're going to go through some tough situations in life now. You know, I like that verse when God said, let not your heart be troubled, not let it be afraid. You know, we got to come to the point whenever we go through, knowing that God is going to take care of the situation. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. You're believing in him, Jesus. Praise God for what he's done for us on this earth. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it says we're able to have that strength and the joy of the Lord as we persevere and endure. Praise God. Romans 8, 37, 39. What did he say? But in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For we are convinced, I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers will be able, listen to this, to be able to separate us from the love of God. And that is in Christ Jesus. Praise God. And when we put on the whole arm of God, we put on Christ Jesus. That is our victory. That is our victory. For as many of you have been baptized with Christ, have put on the whole arm of God, have put on Christ. And put on Christ. Praise God. And we want to know that when we put on God's armor, we have put on Christ. We need that daily word before us each day. We must say the word, pray the word, Meditate on the word and have that faith. But, you know, we want to learn about the whole arm of God, what it's all about. We should have it all right now. I want all of us to put it all right now. Put it on now. I'm going to tell you something. It's going to keep you from listening to Satan and doing the things that he wants us to do. Because, you see, he's going to get to the mind. He wants to get to the mind. That's all he wants is the mind. And let me tell you the only power Satan got. Do you know the only power he got is the power of deception. Deception to deceive you, lie to you. He's a liar. He's a father of lies. He's a liar when he comes to your mind. He wants to get to that mind. That's why we need to say it to ourselves. Get away from my head, Satan. Get away from my head. Because you see, in my head is what? My brain, my mind, my soul, my spirit, my heart. We don't want him to get there. No, no. That's why we need that whole arm of God upon us, because that's the only power he got, the power of deception. Lying, lying. Why do you think they got so much murder in the world? Why you think they got these gangs going on? Why you think they got so much of killing? Praise God, all these states, some states are worse than others. Killing, just killing every time you turn the television on. Every time you look at the news, somebody's killing, killing, killing. Why? Because you see, Satan gets to that mind, and that mind works, and all these minds get together and form these gangs, and we got to, this is where our prayer comes. See, we got to be prayer warriors in this world. See, we got to know with that whole arm of God, and you know, but we got to keep that love, though. We got to keep that love. Keep the love as we pray. Keep that love as we pray. Because you see, the word say God didn't send his son to condemn us, but he sent his son that we may be saved. Be saved. He didn't come to kill or destroy man. He came to save man. But so we pray with love for all these gangs. We pray and pray that they get saved and learn the ways of the Lord thy God. We have our family members out there. We have our grandsons sometimes. We have our children out there. We have all our kinfolks out there a lot of times in these gangs. We got to pray. We got to pray. Pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Praise God. I might be going a little over what I'm other things want to say, but you know, we got to know what God wants us to know. He wants to know what he wants us to know. Praise ye the Lord. We got to, you know, we're in this together. We're in this battle together, and we're on a battlefield. That's why he's given us these special clothes. You know, people wear these designer clothes and everything, you know, these big name brands, but we got a great name brand, the armor of God. That's the designer clothes he's designed for us, and we should keep these clothes on every day. We shouldn't keep them off. We should keep them on, because guess what? We're going to be on the battlefield till Jesus comes. And guess what? It is a battle. It is a battlefield, I tell you. And we have to continue to pray. The word say, pray without ceasing. Pray for those that are in authority. Hallelujah. We got to do those things, which is God. Hallelujah. Now, let's talk a little bit about the armor of God. Putting on the full armor, the whole armor of God. We have learned, you know, as learning as Christians, spiritual warfare. You see, this is to keep us these clothes on, that we are not fulfilled the lust of the flesh. And we are soldiers in the armor of God. And Satan is hindering the work of Christ and trying to knock us out of the armor, trying to knock it out of the combat. But we're going to be here, and we're not going to step back. We're not going back, because guess what? We have the Spirit of God in us. We have the Holy Ghost in us. He have the power in us. Praise God. What did he say in Ephesians? Is no, Timothy 2 and 1 and 7. Is that 1 and 7? He said, God did not give us the spirit of fear, but he gave us power, love, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. I think that's right. He didn't give us the spirit of fear. He gave us power, love, and a sound mind. That power is that authority. He's given us that authority over the enemy. We have that authority over him. He doesn't have no authority or jurisdiction over us. We got it over him, and we got to know that. But sometimes we seem to forget. We seem to forget and start whining like a baby, when God has given us that strength, that power, to bring down that fear, rebuke that fear, come against it in Jesus' name. Praise you, the Lord. And you know, every day, like I say, we're going to be on this battlefield with the full regalia on that God has given to us, that we may be able to stand against the strategies of this devil. Praise God. And we are fighting principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Praise God. And it says, now let's start putting on this armor. Let's start putting it on. What are we going to put on first? We're going to put on what? The belt of truth. That's the loins, having your loins girded about with the truth, the belt. We must apply it in our daily lives and be faithful. We will stand strong. We have that strength and that protection. Protection, because that's the loins girded about with the word of God, the truth. We got the truth. We know the truth. We know the truth. We serve God in truth and in the spirit. We know the truth. The truth shall make us free. Praise God. When we made free, we are free indeed. When we know the truth, we know the truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It makes us free. Hallelujah. And that is when we're girded about. That's the first one. The loins girded about with the spirit of truth. That's called a belt of truth. And here we go with the second piece. Let's go to the second piece. The breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness. We are all clothed with the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God. And we must manifest it. And you know what's in that? Integrity. We have the integrity that we are honest people. Uprightness is in our life, our personal life. This is a life that we live. This is all we know about. This is all we should know about. Living the ways of the Lord. Living the ways of the Lord. He says there, submit. Submit yourself. Submit ourselves, therefore, to God. We have to resist the devil, and he will what? Flee from us. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from us. Praise God. This is what we need, to know that the devil got to go. He's got to go. He can't stand toe-to-toe with us. No, no, no. And he knows this. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we must manifest that integrity, that power that God has given unto us. Praise God. Use the power, the Spirit of God that's within us, the power, the Holy Ghost. We got to have the Holy Ghost within us. That's the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Along with the Word of God, we need the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Within us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's our personal life all. And here we are. The third piece, we take the third piece. Our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Everywhere we go, we should have peace. Peace should be with us. Peace, peace. Bring peace. They say when they don't want to receive it, leave it. Shake the dust off your feet. But guess what? It's just wherever we go, we always want to have bring peace. Bring peace in the midst of situations. Just bring peace wherever we go. Walking in the room with peace, peace be peace. As they say, peace be still, peace be still. You say, our safety is found in following the beautiful feet of the Savior. We should be bearing glad tidings and just bringing, publishing peace, just bringing peace wherever we go. Just speak peace. Hallelujah. Peace be with you. You know, God has given us that peace too. He says in Psalms 29:11, he says he gives strength to his people, and he blesses us with his peace. Praise God. So you see, we have to hold on to that peace, and whatever God has given to us, we have to give it to others. Let's bring peace. Speak peace. Speak peace. Praise God. Hallelujah. And now we want to go into the other part that says the fourth piece, the shield of faith. We need that shield of faith to believe. We have got to believe the word of God. You know, when the fiery darts come knocking at us, zooming at us, all those things. Oh, God, oh, Lord, what is this word hitting to me? Oh, I can't take this. Oh, what are these terrible things it's saying about me? Oh, I'm not worried about it. I can't. But you know what? You got that faith. You're not going to worry about it. Let them say what they want to say. Let them do. We got to use that faith. Those arrows will come, and every time the arrows come against you, speaking against you, saying ugly things to you, lying upon you, praise God, saying things that's not true, you don't have to worry about defending yourself. You got the shield of faith, because every time they come, you're resisting it, and they're popping off, and they're falling to the ground, popping off. All these fiery darts coming to you. We got to get strong. What's been coming to you lately? What strong things been coming to your faith, trying to keep you from believing? What is he saying? oh, I'm not going to be healed. I'm going to always have this pain. I'm going to always be sick. I'm not going to get well. Okay, go on and receive what Satan say. Don't believe that. You got the shield of faith. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, I am healed. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, I am healed. Let me tell you something. We got a battle. We got a battle. And we can't be quiet on a battlefield, on a real battlefield. Don't you hear those guns going boom, boom, boom? That's the way how we have to go. We got to open our mouthpiece. We got to open it with the word. Hallelujah. We got to open up and let Satan know who we are and what Jesus did for us on the cross, what he did for us. Hallelujah. And what did it say in Psalm 119 and 89? Forever, O Lord, is thy word settled in heaven. If his word is settled in heaven, we can choose anyone we want and believe it and know it that we got the victory. We've got the victory through Christ Jesus. Praise ye the Lord, the shield of faith. Praise God. Stand on your ground, having that confidence in Christ Jesus. Cast not away your confidence, which is in Christ Jesus. Book of Hebrews, 10th chapter. Praise God. And when temptation comes, different circumstances, hey, we have the word, and we can say, I believe God. I believe God. Man should believe God. We have to believe God and not man. Believe God. I believe God. When those fiery doubts start coming, I believe God. I believe God. Yes, my children. What about you praying for your children? Isaiah 54, I think it's 13. All my children, they shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their peace. It's not our business when it's going to be done. All our business is to do is pray and believe God and stop doubting God and believe God and have the faith. That's why we have the shield of faith. That's also the fruit of the Spirit. Have the fruit of the Spirit, faith. Praise God. Let's walk in the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. We are not fulfilled the lust of the flesh. All right. Praise God. And then we have the fifth one, which is called a helmet of salvation. No matter the battle, we as Christians know that ultimate victory is sure. Is God before us? If God be for us, who can be against us? Praise God. We have that assurance in God. Praise God. We don't have to surrender. We don't have to surrender because if God is for us, who can be against us? Praise ye the Lord. And we look at Romans. You know, if we look at Romans 8 in your Bibles, if you got your Bibles and you could turn to Romans 8, let's see what Romans 8 says. I just want to see what it says. I want us to read it. I want us to know what Romans 8 says. Hallelujah. If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8 and 31. Romans 8 and 31. That's the last 38-39. He says, let's go with 37. He said, all these things are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. No, no, no. God be for us. Who can be against us? Praise God. We are more than conquerors. More than conquerors of this world. Praise ye the Lord. And that's the helmet. We have that helmet of salvation upon us. That helmet of salvation. Let me tell you something. You see, without that helmet, this is where the devil will try to really get to our minds. And that helmet of salvation is what? It says that without the helmet of salvation, we will be unprotected from the cares of this world and bombarded on thoughts and feelings. And imagine not knowing the future that automatically just holds the worries, the problems produced by living in this world. And it'll overwhelm us, living this world, the things that we go through, the things that Satan tries to hinder us with our minds, the things that he does, that we hate, we need. You understand that, what the helmet of salvation is? All this is spiritual. All this is spiritual. We put in all Christ Jesus. We are putting all Christ Jesus. Praise Jesus. And then that helmet, you see, Satan wants to get to that mind. Like I said in the beginning, he wants to get to that mind. But you know he's a liar. He's a liar. He's a liar. There's no truth in him. There's no truth in him. We know the word. We'll go against him. We know the word. Satan, you're a liar, and the truth is not in you. You're the father of lies. You see, when we know what the word say, my children shall be saved. And he's going to come and say, look at them. How you think they're going to be saved? Say the word, say it. All my children shall be taught of the Lord, and greatly shall be their peace. You got to bring this. You got to bring on us. Come, you're in a comeback. We're in a war. Bring back that scripture. He said, when you begin to resist him, he's going to flee from you, because you're going to let him know that word. That word is there, and you're going to give it to him. Don't hold back. You know, we are in a war. You know, we keep taking our help, we're taking our helmet off. We're taking off everything. We're leaving out here every day without this on. And I'm going to tell you something. When we don't wear it on us every day, we go into a problem on our job, anywhere, on the street, in the store. Somebody say something small to us, we ready to retaliate. We ready to jump back. Why? Because you didn't put on your whole armor to come in love. Talk and speak and answer that person in love. Answer in love. Because your feet are what? Shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Bringing that peace wherever you go. Put it on. Don't take it off. I'm talking to me too. We got to keep it on. Keep it on. Keep on. And now we have that on. Let's go with the last part say. It says the sword of the Spirit. That is the word of God. That is the word of God. Put that word in us. You know, Jesus spoke it to the enemy. When Jesus came off that 40-day fast, ready to start his ministry, here comes Satan. What did he have him to do? Warning him to serve God. What did Jesus, one thing Jesus told him, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that has been proceeded out of the mouth of God. Then he turned him, told him again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God with all this stuff. What Satan tried to do with us. And then Jesus told him, get thee behind me, Satan. We have to use these same words that Jesus used upon Satan. When he comes to you to make you feel like you're not going to be well, you always want sick and this and things, you can't make it. But the Spirit of God is in you, which is that strength and that power. And we have to let him know who we are in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Satan, get thee behind me. In the name of Jesus, get thee behind me. Some of us right now that's listening to this radio program, I tell you, you're going through something right now. But let me tell you, let's tell that devil right now. In the name of Jesus, Satan, get thee behind me. Get thee behind me right now. Tell him to get behind you because you believe in God. You believe in God. You have that faith in him. You have your whole armor on. You're going through difficult times. But you see, you got to pray, 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 and pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in speaking in tongues. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in your regular language. This is what I'm talking about. We got to pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Pray for those in authority. Pray, 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 pray. Pray for your family. Pray for yourself. Pray for all. Pray for all. And prayer, praise God, because with the Word, we got that Word in us. The Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, the sword of the Spirit to go forth to preach that Word, to bring forth that Word, hallelujah, to bring it forth, hallelujah. We got to bring forth that Word of God. Know the truth, and the truth is going to make you free. It's going to make you free. If we look at what Jesus said and remember what he said, praise God, in Luke 4, 1 through 13, how he brought back in the word of God upon the enemy. We have to keep that word in us and keep it against the devil. This is what he's given us. Jesus Christ is the word. God sent, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And we just thank God for that word. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for God, whoever it is. And we've got to learn to persevere. Persevere. Keep on asking, seeking, knocking. Praise God. And God is going to hear us. But we have to continue using the word of God, the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. We are soldiers. We got to hold on to the word of God. As they say, that is our gun. That's a gun we could shoot it back at him. Shoot those bullets right back at him. Shoot him. Use that sword of the Spirit. Use that word of God, the word of God. Shoot it at him. Let him know. We got the shield of faith. Every time he says something, those things are going to pop off. You trying to stop me from believing God, Satan. You trying to stop me from believing God. Satan, in the name of Jesus, get thee behind me right now. See, we got to learn to be strong in the Lord. We can't have fear. We can't be afraid. Sometimes fear comes, but we got to say, I'm not going to let my heart be troubled. I'm going to believe in God. I'm going to believe in God. I'm going to continue to believe in God. Praise you, the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. But I just want to thank everyone today. And thank you, Sister Carita, for allowing me to be on today just to give a word to let all of us know how important it is to keep on all the clothing that God has given us to wear. We never take it off because the enemy never stops. We're on a battleground. We're on a battlefield. The soldiers in Afghanistan and other places, they never take off their clothes. They never take off their soldier clothes. They never take those arms off. They never take it off. So we're the same way. We are the same way. Same way. And make sure you got that helmet up on your head. Make sure you keep rape your mind. See, when he get to your mind, he can have you doing everything else. That's why we got so much killing out here. That's why we got so many gangs. That's why we got so many alcoholics. That's why we got sin going about. We got all kinds of sin going about. Homosexuality, same-sex marriage, and all of this. But you see, we can't hate. The Bible say that we have to love. You know, what is the full armor? They say the full armor of God and the full, you know, the things that what God says in Ecclesiastes, the whole thing of God that we have to, how we have to serve God, the whole duty of man, you know, the whole duty of man, the whole duty of man is what? It's to fear God and obey his commandments. Fear God and obey his commandments. When we're praying for others in sin, we're not praying in hate. We pray in love that they be saved. We don't hate nobody. That's the whole duty of man. He says what? He says, fear God. Ecclesiastes 12:13, the whole duty of man. Fear God. Love the Lord thy God. The next one says, obey his commandments. You know the commandments are? Love the Lord thy God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Our spirit. And then the next one says what? Love thy neighbor as thyself. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Our neighbor's in sin. Pray for our neighbor in love. Pray. Love. Love your neighbor as yourself. We're supposed to be praying in love. We are children of God. We are children of the kingdom. We're not praying hate. We don't hate anyone. No, we are of Christ Jesus. We are of Christ Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I know it's time for me to be quiet now. I'll be taking up the whole show. But praise God, look, I'm just trying to get you to be strong in the Lord. Don't take off your armor and continue to pray. Pray with without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. These are the last words I want to leave with you today. And it's like praying. Praying in the spirit, as they say. Continually pray in the spirit. Praying, praying, praying. Never stop praying. Always pray. Pray, pray, pray. The Lord says that we have to pray. Hallelujah. Pray, pray, pray. It says, supplication. Praying should be made for all the saints. Pray for one another, saints all over the world, because we are engaged in the same conflict and need to be supported in prayer by our fellow soldiers, by one another. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. And we're going to just know that in Luke 18:1, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Well, praise God. God bless you today. Put on that armor now. You got to know how to answer every man. Don't speak ugly to no one. If you got that whole arm of God, is love. You're always going to have that love. Praise God. Well, God bless you today. Hallelujah. Praise
well,
God.
God bless you, Minister yes. Gloria Dean. We thank God for the word. Put on that whole armor. You don't know where it is? Look in Ephesians 6, starting at about verse 10. But you can read the whole chapter. We got to put on, like she said, the helmet of salvation. The breastplate of righteousness, our loins have to have the belt of truth. And then our feet have to be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, sword of the spirit in one hand, shield of faith in the other. And guess what? God is our rear guard. He's always protecting us now. But you know what? We don't want to take the helmet off because the devil say, you know this and you know that, but we keep that helmet on. He can't get to our mind. Mm-mm. Like we got to do like Jesus, like she said. You know, we got to tell the devil, get behind me, Satan. Uh-uh. No. No. You know, I was reading something recently where Jesus was telling some of the people, he said, you just like your father, the devil. Now, we don't want to be like the devil. We don't want the devil to be our father. We want God to be our Father. But when we think otherwise, when we think unlike God, you know who our Father becomes. So we keeping God in the forefront. I thank you, Sister Gloria Dean, for that message. It was powerful and well needed because we're in a battle every day. When the fiery darts come, we got to have the armor on so that the devil can't get to us. And like she said, you know, we're soldiers in the army. You know, those soldiers in the army, the Navy, the Marines, you know, all of that, the Air Force, they don't take their armor off every time you see them out there. That's how you know they're soldiers, because they got their armor on. And when the attack comes, they're already girded up and shielded with their armor. So nothing can come, you know, to harm them. So we got to do the same thing. I thank God for that message. It was awesome, the different scriptures she gave. And I just thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. That was a powerful message, very powerful message. So I thank the Lord that we're going to keep our armor on. And if you don't know how to put your armor on, you forgot? Ephesians 6, starting at verse 10. Read through the chapter. That's the whole armor of God, Ephesians 6. So thank you so much, Minister Gloria Dean. You know, salvation is free. Do you know it's free? It's the gift of life. John 3:16 says, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. Whosoever, that's free. That's free. Now, he's given it to us for free, but his son Jesus paid a price. God gave his life. Jesus gave his life. He gave his blood. It cost him his whole life for us to be set free, for us to be saved, but it's free to us. So all we got to do is say, Lord, I believe that you, on the third day, you rose up Jesus. And I believe, Father, that Jesus lives forever, and he sits on your right hand interceding for us. He said, we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him up on the third day, we shall be saved. So I'm thanking God for salvation today. And, Lord, let salvation just reign throughout America, every city, every continent. Let people be saved. You know, God's coming back. There's some people who don't believe God's coming back. They just think they're going to die and nothing going to happen to them. Now, you know God is a fair judge. Why do some people think that if God, you know, is going to just let those who are led by the devil go to heaven too? Some people don't believe in hell. If you read the word says there's a heaven and there's a hell. And guess what? We can't put ourselves in either one of them. But God is the judge over all of us. And, you know, that's just like everyday life. If you out here doing wrong, you get caught by the law, you're going to get your punishment. The laws are already written. You choose your own punishment by what you do if you break the law. If you break the laws of God, you choose your own punishment because God's laws are already written. Read his word. Read his word. That's where his laws are. Over in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, those are the books of law. That's where he laid his laws down. Now, when Jesus came, of course, there's grace, there's truth. You know, there's more freedom. But the laws, we still got to follow them. We still have to follow the laws. Every day I have to repent. I'm like, Lord, I ain't memorized all your laws and your statutes. They're not always present with me. So, Lord, I repent for any of your laws, any of your statutes, any of your commandments. And, you know, the first commandment says to love the Lord thy God, to love the Lord thy God. If he's not your God, guess who your God is? That's it, Beelzebub. Jesus said, you just like your father the devil. We are just like our father God. We look like him. He put his image on the inside of us. Now, you know, we could fall away from him. We could backslide. And then we begin to look like the devil when we backslide because we are not full of truth and righteousness. We don't have our armor no more. We done dropped the armor. And then we begin to look like the devil because we backslid, and that's a dangerous state to be in. We don't know when Jesus is going to call our name. We don't know when our number is up. But only God knows. Some people say, you know, the doctors say, oh, you're going to die. But, hey, only God knows that. You can't tell when God, people are going to die. God knows. Only God knows. Some people, they told them they were going to die 20 years ago, 30 years. They still living 50 years ago. They're still living. So you know what is testimony time? Anybody have a brief testimony? You know, I'm so happy. My friend Rose from New Orleans is on here. How you doing, Sister Rose?
I'm doing fine, Sister G. Good morning.
Good morning. I know you got a testimony of the Lord.
Amen.
All right, I ain't going to put you on the spot, but anybody got a testimony, you're welcome. You got one, my good friend?
I have a testimony. Oh, yeah, I just want to thank the Lord that it's been over a year now, that I think a year and three months that I've had my heart surgery. And I just want to thank the Lord for keeping me and bringing me through.
Woo.
I just want to thank him because you know, to have a full bypass, you know, heart surgery, God had to bring you through that. Only God.
Yes.
Only God. Only God. And he brought me through. And I just want to give him all the glory this morning. I just want to give him all the praise because we serve a good God. We serve a healer. Oh, God, he's a healer. He's a peacemaker. I just want to thank him this morning for his goodness, and give him all the glory this morning. Praise God.
Amen, amen. Woo, yes, indeed. I remember when they told me she was in the hospital, but God is able. Ain't nothing impossible
to
our God. Yes, indeed.
Amen.
He was with her there. He was with her before she went in the hospital, and he's still with her today. So I thank the Lord for you. Anybody else? Another testimony. Press 1 if you're not on live already. Press 1 if you haven't pressed 1. Give a testimony. All right. Well, God is doing great things in the earth realm. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. You know, I thank the Lord because he's been so good to me. He brought me out of Katrina, and I'm still living to tell the story. Oh, my God. And you know, God is putting great people in my life on a daily basis. As a matter of fact, when was that? It was last I think it was Monday, and even this morning since I was on the radio, a lady called me. I took a cruise to Cozumel, Mexico, Honduras, and Belize, and I met a woman in Honduras as I was walking in some of the little markets, the little shops, and I was led to pray for her. The Lord said, pray for her, and you know, to pray with her. So I prayed with her, and she asked me my phone number. I told her I couldn't call her because I don't have international calling. It's too expensive. So anyway, she's calling me. She called me the other day, and I found out she has three sons, three beautiful sons. So we put them on our prayer list, and we pray for them on Tuesdays. And so I just thank God. You know, he got people all over the world. Honduras, that's way out in the Caribbean. So I thank God for her. She's our sister in the Lord. She knows the Lord, but I'm glad he knows her. So I just thank the Lord that, you know, she calls me for prayer occasionally, and she live in another, you know, on the other side, in the Caribbean. That's way out in South America somewhere over there. So I just thank the Lord. You know, he, like I said, he has people all over the world. You go different places, and you think, America's not the only place where God has people. You know, God has people all over the world. So I thank God that she called me. Even this morning, as I said, while I was on the radio, she called me, but I couldn't get the call. But she'll call me another time. And so you all keep her in prayer. I can't even think of her name right at the moment. Please forgive me. But anyway, we're going to keep her in prayer, her and her family, her three sons. So I thank the Lord. Now, we're moving right along. It is prayer time. So if you have a prayer request, you can press 1. Or if you're already on live, you can state your prayer request.
Minister G?
Yes.
This is Donna Hawkins. Will you please keep my mother, Valerie Newsom, in prayer? She was not feeling well yesterday, but she's much better today. And please continue to pray for my mother-in-law, Martha Hawkins.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sister G, could you please pray for my little cousin? She's back in the hospital. Her name is Trinette. We don't know if they're going to have to do surgery or what, but she's not doing too well at this time.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Press 1. You have a prayer request? Press 1. I have another friend on here from New Orleans. I think that's Mariba. Good morning, Mariba.
Good morning, everyone. How are you all?
I'm doing great.
I like to lift up Deborah. She's not feeling very well today. She has a horrible cough, a cold. And just lift up people that are needing prayer and people in the home and in the prison not getting proper medical assistance. But I'd like to lift up my daughter, Debbie.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? All right, hold on. Someone press 1 here. Hold on 1 second. Oops. For a minute there. Someone else press 1. I'm looking to see who it was. All right. Anybody else? Press 1. You have a prayer request this morning? Okay, hold on. Hold on 1 second. This one's from Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning. Good morning. Hello? She's trying to come through, but I can't hear you speaking. Paducah, Kentucky, 270-534. I can't hear you. I hear you trying to come in. You want to hang up and call back? Maybe we'll have better reception. Because I can't hear you this morning. Hello? All right, she'll call right back. She hung up, and she'll call back in. Hopefully we can hear her better. I couldn't hear her at all, really. I heard her trying to come in. All right, anybody else? Prayer request. Well, you know, I'm going to pray for our children today. You know, they're out for the summer. And many of them have nobody to care for them. A lot of them are, you know, on their own. I see children walking the street coming from the swimming pool. I'm going to pray for our children and for their families. All right, let me see if she came back in yet. I don't see where she came back in yet, but hold on. All righty. Okay, there she is. Hopefully this time we can hear her clear. Good morning, my sister. How are you?
Deborah.
Good morning. We can hear you now. What'd you say? Hello? Hello? Can you go into, like, a different room in your home, and maybe we can hear you better? The reception is not good right now. Hello? Minister Donna, are you still there, Minister Donna Hawkins?
Yes, Minister G, I am. That is Jackie's sister, Sharona Kay. And she
okay,
said
can you
she
do
can...
me a favor? Can you call Sharona K and put her on live with you? Can you call the three-way and put her on live with you?
I'll do it right now.
All right, Sharona, go ahead, hang up. She's going to put you on live with her because we can't hear you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, oh God, we just thank you, Lord, that you are King. You are Lord. You are God. There's no God greater than you, Jehovah. So, Father, we just thank you this morning for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your name. We praise your name. You are certainly holy. You are certainly righteous. And there's no God greater. We are grateful, Father, that you chose us to be your very elect children. Minister Donna, just let me know when you come back, and then we're going to start the prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'm back on, and I have Jackie's sister. Jackie's
hey, Sharona.
Hello, Minister. How are you doing?
I'm doing so good. I'm glad you got on. I'm so sorry we couldn't get that connection going.
That's all right. I was just calling you to ask you to pray for me. I am having problems with my legs where I'm getting where I can't hardly walk, and I was just wanting you to pray for me and ask the Lord to touch me. Give me the strength to endure.
My God. All right, we sure will.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, we're so glad you came on, Sharona. Well, look, let me pray for you right now, Sharona. Just stay right there. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, I thank you for Sharona, your precious daughter, oh God. And, Lord, your word says, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And so, Father God, we rebuke the hand of the enemy that's coming against your daughter, Sharona. Lord, touch her back in the name of Jesus. Touch that lower back and the hips. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, all in the stomach area, we rebuke any reflux, any stomach condition, upper and lower colon, heal, oh, God. Send the word. Lord, you said you would bless our bread, our water. You would take sickness away from the midst of us. You are not a man that you should lie. You're able to heal our bodies by speaking the word, by sending the word. So we decree and declare that Sharona, your daughter, is healed and that she's able to walk again, oh God. And Lord, make corrections in her diet, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we just bless you for what you're doing for Sharona. And Lord, doctors, they are very limited in what they can do. But we know you to be the unlimited God, the great physician, the mighty holy God. Oh, you are the doctor. Oh, Lord, you are a great doctor. Lord, we've been on our beds of affliction many times, but you raised us out up. You are faithful to raise us up. And Lord, your word says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you will deliver us out of them all. And so I thank you for Sharona's healing coming forth this morning like never before. I thank you that Sharona walks in health. She walks in divine healing in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that your healing is going forth in her body even as we speak, because you said whatever we ask in your name, believing, you are granted. So I believe the healing virtue is going from the top of her head to the soles of her feet right now in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing for your daughter, Sharona. I thank you that she's healed by every stripe that you took. Oh, Father God, your word is true. Your word is truth. So I thank you for what you're doing for Sharona right now, oh God. I lift her up, and I thank you for strength. Strength, your holy strength going throughout Sharona's body, oh God. And I thank you, oh God, for what you're about to do for your daughter. Turn it around, what the enemy meant for harm. Turn it around for her good. So we just bless you right now, and we thank you for what you're doing for her, for Sharona, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, you said you would give us the desires of our heart. Her desire is to walk again without the use of a crutch, without the use of a wheelchair, without the use of even a cane. She wants to walk on her own run, skip, hop, jump like she did when she was a child, oh God, a teenager. In the name of Jesus, any injuries that the devil sent to her, we rebuke and we send them back to the pits of hell. Any generational curses of crippleness in her family, we rebuke and we send it back to the pits of hell. We go back five generations back and we say, not so, devil, she will walk again. And so, Father, we wait on the testimony from Sharona. And, Lord, I lift up Mother Valerie Newsom today, Mother Valerie Hawkins. You know these two women. You created them. You birthed your children through them. Your children that are married over 30 years, those are the ones you birthed through them. And, Lord, I just thank you, oh, God, for what you're doing for these two mighty women of God who stood on the battlefield, who's still on the battlefield. They keep their whole armor on. They know how to say, Jesus is Lord. They wake up in the morning with a praise. They go to bed at night with a praise. They're always praising you. They're always giving you glory. They wait on you. They wait on you. They know how to wait on you, Lord. They waited on you for all these years. Oh, God, even with their hoary heads, they're able to say, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is our deliverer. Jesus is our King. So touch their bodies, oh, God. Keep them healthy and well, oh, God. And I thank you, oh, God, for their children who look after them. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for blessing these two mighty women of God who continually call on your name, even in their old age. Oh, God, I thank you that you have not forgotten them, that their strength, oh, God, is in you. They know that you are their shepherd, and they shall not want. They know that you are their Lord, and they shall not want. And yea, Lord God, yes, they walk through many valleys, oh God. And in when they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I thank you, Father God, that they won't fear any evil because they know that you are with them. They understand because they have been through much, many afflictions, many trials. So they know, Lord God, where their strength and where their help come from. Oh, Father God, they can teach us where their help come from. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and I thank you that their mouths are filled with praise and they are honoring you all day long, oh, God. So, Father, we thank you this morning that you are blessing these mighty women even in their young age, oh, God. So we just thank you for what you're doing for them in the name of Jesus. I thank you today that their strength is coming from you, their help is coming from you, and I thank you that you are the one who made heaven and earth. And, Lord, I lift up my friend Rose, and I thank you, oh, God, that you raised her out of her bed of affliction over a year ago when the knife came upon her body. You guided the doctor's hand, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we are lifting up her cousin Trinette, who's been hospitalized. But, Lord, I know that you are right there in the hospital with Trinette. You will never leave Trinette. You will never forsake Trinette in the mighty name of Jesus. So we just bless you, oh, God. We honor you, oh, God, for our family members that are not well. We lift all of them up, and we thank you, whether they're needed healing spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, oh, you're able. You're able, oh, God. And, Father, I lift up Mariba's daughter, Deborah, who stays on her heart, oh, God. And, Lord, you're able. A cold is nothing to you. Even unknown diseases to man is nothing to you. You're able to heal. You're able to send the word. You're able to bless her bread, her water. So we're depending on you, oh, God. And, Father, we lift up those in nursing homes in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I lift up Mr. Robinson who passed on his family. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for comfort and strength for that family in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for all that you're doing. And, Lord, I lift up Jackie, your precious daughter, and her husband and their two precious daughters, oh, God. I thank you for their seed. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, you know at least one of them are in college. The other one just got married not long ago. Oh, God, bless their lives, oh, God. Protect them, oh, God. Guide them in the way of righteousness. Let not their feet slip from your path in the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank you for Jackie. I thank you for Mr. Harry and the patients that she take care of, not only for her patients, but the patience that she has with her patients, oh God, and the love, the tender love and care that she gives to every one of them, oh God. And, Lord, we thank you this morning for those who are in prison. Oh, God, some of them are in prison to save their lives, because if they weren't in prison, oh, God, they would be in a casket somewhere. But, Lord, I thank you that what you're doing in the lives of prisoners. We lift up Randy. I lift up Thomas and Kevin, oh, God, who are in prison, oh, God, incarcerated. We bind the hand of the enemy, and we rebuke incarceration off of our young people, our young boys, our young girls. I say that, like Minister Gloria Dean said, oh, God, our children shall be taught of you, and great our children. So, Father, today we honor you. Oh, we glorify your name in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you this morning. In the name of Jesus, we bless you this morning. We praise and honor and thank you this morning for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your name. We honor you this morning, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. We praise you this morning, oh God. We give you glory. Glory, 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 glory. And Lord, I just thank you, oh God, for the children of this world. We claim every child, even those that are being born in the delivery room right now, we claim them for your kingdom as they come out through the birth canal. Catch them, oh God, and hold them in the hollow of your hand. We claim every one of those babies. Salvation, 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 salvation. We rebuke the enemy. We bind his hands that would try to incarcerate, try to kill our babies in the womb. Oh, Father God, we thank you that the abortion clinics will be shut down. We thank you that every thought of abortion is cast down to the ground. We say our babies shall live and not die. They shall declare your works, oh God, in the name of Jesus. They will not have prison sentences, oh God, in the name of Jesus, but they will live holy, righteous lives in Jesus' name. I thank you, oh God, for what you're doing right now on Bible Story Land. I thank you for what you're going to do, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing. We bless your name. We praise you this morning. We give you glory. We give you thanksgiving for what you've done and what you're about to do. Have your way. Have your way in all of our lives. Have your way in our children. Have your way in their families' lives. And, Lord, we bind the hand of the enemy that sends generational curses from the womb all the way through old age. We bind that curse in the name of Jesus. And we say that we are free of shackles and bonds off of our mind, off of our bodies, even those spiritual shackles that we don't even know about that keep us bound, that said that you can't do it, Lord. But, Lord, teach us how mighty you are, how awesome you are. There's nothing that you can't do. Nothing impossible to you. Help us not to strive with you, but to do your perfect will. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it's closing time on Bible Story Land. Unless someone has something they want to share, we're going to be going off the air. But I thank God for each of you. Anybody want to share anything this morning? Press 1 if you're not already on. I thank God for Donna Emanuel being on with us this morning. And I talked to her husband last night, David Emanuel. We miss him on the radio. He always was on fire for the Lord, always had a testimony for the Lord. But he's doing things in another direction, and we thank God for him and his family. So press 1 if you have anything you want to share. All right, well, it's closing time. I want you to know that God loves you so much. He gave Jesus for you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. He ain't skip over you. He gave Jesus for everybody. He said God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. But there's the thing now. He gave his life for the world, but we got to believe on him so we won't perish, and he won't call Satan our father. He will call Lord our Father, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The great and mighty I am, the King of Kings. That's our Father. So we got to look more like him every day. You know how we begin to look like him? We got to open the Word. That's how we look like him. When we soak up and we read the Word and we're in his presence, that's how we look more and more like him. You can't just look like him by thinking about him. You got to open the Word, read the Word. He says, read the Word, study the Word to show yourselves approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. So we got to study the Word so we can look more like him. And every day when you open the Word, read, and study, you begin to, you know, get that whole armor on you. Yeah, you get the helmet of salvation on you. You get your breastplate on you, your loins on you that's girded with truth. Your feet will be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And you'll have the sword in one hand, the shield of faith in the other. God is your rear guard. And the devil will be bound. All right, I got an echo. I'm getting ready to go. I think now let's listen. Next Saturday is Children's Day. So I look forward to hearing from you all next Saturday. Come on, tell your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your children, everybody about Children's Day. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. How you doing? Study the Word. Read the Word. Stay in the Word. Stay in the Word. The Word is powerful. The Word is where God is. He honors the Word. That's Jesus. When you get in the Word, you get more of Jesus in your life. So I love you. God loves you more. Look forward to talking to you next Saturday. Dial the same number, 1-619-789-4319. Love y'all.